As soon as one emerges above ground, of course, one can quickly forget our human obligations. London is a beautiful machine for doing that. The city was bright, fresh and inviting that morning. I was excited about closing the June issue, and I practically ran the last 2 minutes to the office. On the outside of our building was the magazine's name, Nixie, in 3-foot-high pink neon letters. I stood outside for a moment, taking a few deep breaths. The air was still, and you could hear the neon crackling over the rumble of the traffic. I stood with my hand on the door and wondered what Andrew had been about to say just before I left home. My husband hadn't always been lost for words. The long silences only began on the day we met little B. Before that, he wouldn't pipe down for a minute. On our honeymoon, we talked and talked. We stayed in a beachfront villa, and we drank rum and lemonade and talked so much that I never even noticed what colour the sea was. Whenever I needed to stop and remind myself how much I once loved Andrew, I only need to think about this, that the ocean covers 7/10 of the Earth's surface, and yet my husband could make me not notice it. This is how big he was for me. When we got back to our new married house in Kingston, I asked Andrew about the colour of that honeymoon sea. He said,
"Yeah, was it blue?"
I said, "Come on, Andrew, you're a pro. You can do better than that." And Andrew said,
"Okay, then. The awesome ocean fastness was a splendour of ultramarine crested with crimson and gold, where the burnished sun blazed on the wave tops and sent them crashing into the gloomy troughs, deepening to a dark, malevolent indigo."
He hung on the penultimate syllable, deepening his voice in comic pomposity even as he raised his eyebrows.
"Indigo," he boomed. "Of course you know why I didn't notice the sea. It was because I spent 2 weeks with my head..."
Well, where my husband's head was is between me and him. We both giggled helplessly and rolled around on the bed, and Charlie, dear Charlie, was conceived. I pushed open the street door and stepped up into the lobby of the magazine. The black Italian marble floor was the only grace note that had survived our tenancy of the offices. The rest of the lobby was pure us.